The rising price of natural gas is cutting into corporate profits. That's what Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan told a congressional committee today. The price of natural gas more than doubled in the last year, and Greenspan says if the trend continues, it will begin to affect the broader economy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Greenspan blames the rising gas prices in part on what he calls contradictory government policies. The government encourages consumers, utilities, and industry to use natural gas as a relatively clean-burning fuel, but it also sets limits on drilling for natural gas in this country and importing liquid natural gas from abroad.
We cannot, on the one hand, encourage the use of environmentally desirable natural gas in this country while being conflicted on larger imports of LNG. Such contradictions are resolved only by debilitating spikes in price.
And the price of natural gas has spiked to more than $6 per million BTUs, double last year's average price and about three times the price through much of the 1990s. The Energy Department expects prices to remain high through this coming winter. Greenspan told the House Energy and Commerce Committee there's little relief after that.
All we can really rest upon is what the markets are telling us. And we do have six-year forward markets in natural gas. And those markets are telling us that $2 gas is a historic relic.
Greenspan says the first to suffer are industrial customers. Higher gas prices will also drive up summer air conditioning bills, since gas is widely used to generate electricity. And President Carl English of the Michigan utility Consumers Energy says homeowners will be hit with higher heating bills this winter.
Families will again be forced to make tough decisions among paying the gas bill, paying the mortgage, or saving for future college education.
Analysts say the immediate cause of the price spike is colder than usual weather last winter, which depleted natural gas stockpiles. More fundamentally, though, domestic production of natural gas simply isn't keeping pace with demands for the fuel, which now accounts for nearly a quarter of the nation's total energy needs. Richard Sharples, who's with the nation's largest independent gas producer, Anadarko Petroleum, blames federal land use policy, which he says keeps large reserves of natural gas off limits.
Make no mistake, the U.S. isn't running out of natural gas, but we are running out of places where we're allowed to explore for gas that can be developed cost effectively.
Several lawmakers on the panel talked about the need to unlock natural gas on public lands, but California Democrat Lois Capps says she hopes the gas crunch doesn't become an easy excuse to boost drilling in sensitive areas like the California coastline.
Simply drilling for more oil and gas anywhere we can find it is a fool's errand. We really should start by managing our consumption better.
Fed Chairman Greenspan wants to encourage development of more terminals where liquid natural gas could be imported. Imported gas would provide an important price safety valve, he says, much as imported oil does. But Greenspan says it will take a number of years to develop that kind of infrastructure. A proposed pipeline to bring natural gas from Alaska would take even longer, Greenspan says, possibly decades. Asked if there's anything the government could do to boost production in the short run, the Fed chairman thought for a moment, then answered, no. Scott Horsley, NPR News.